Well, hi, church. Thank you for checking in. We're continuing the book of Mark. We're in the end of chapter 14. This is where Peter denied knowing Jesus several times. Let's read it here, starting in verse 66 through the end of the chapter. It says, "And as Peter was below in the courtyard, one of the servant girls of the high priest came. And seeing Peter warming himself, she looked at him and said, 'You also were with the Nazarene Jesus.' But he denied it, saying, 'I neither know nor understand what you mean.' And he went out into the gateway, and the rooster crowed. And the servant girl saw him and began to say to the bystanders, 'This man is one of them.' But again he denied it. And after a little while, the bystanders again said to Peter, 'Certainly you are one of them, for you're a Galilean.' But he began to invoke a curse on himself and to swear, said, 'I do not know the man of whom you speak.' And immediately the rooster crowed a second time, and Peter remembered how Jesus had said to him, 'Before the rooster crows twice, you will deny me three times.' And he broke down and wept." So that's where we're at today. Now, we've been in this series of Jesus being betrayed, and it's this systematic rejecting of Jesus and everybody falling away. And Jesus said they would. He said, "One's going to betray me," that's Judas. "All of you are going to fall away from me." Peter says, no, not me. And all of them are agreeing with Peter. And Jesus says, no, all of you are going to, and Peter, you specifically, you're going to deny me. And then, you know, they come to get Jesus, and sure enough, wouldn't you know it, they fall away. And then we looked yesterday, there's one young man wearing some sort of little towel or something, and he runs away, and now Peter's going to follow kind of from a distance. And now even from a distance, Peter's falling away. Okay, that's what this is about. Jesus is alone. We have looked at this mostly from the perspective of the disciples so far, and the pride of self-confidence and courage that wells up from within you. These things always fail. You cannot, as courageous and strong and self-willed and determined as you are, you will fail, and the more self-confident you are, the worse your humiliation will be. And that's what Peter's experiencing here. But let's look at it from the perspective of Jesus. Jesus is alone. Remember, it started that night after Passover. He had taken all those great efforts to make sure he got to spend that Passover with them. "I have longed earnestly to spend this Passover with you," he'd said. And at the Passover, there's important things happening, but yet he knows they're all going to fall away. And then he goes off to pray alone at Gethsemane, but not alone. He tells them to stay up with him, and they don't. They keep falling asleep. He keeps begging them, "Stay up, wake up, get up. Can't you do this?" And they cannot. And they all do fall away, and Jesus is alone. He has no one with him. And Peter, the Mr. Bold, Mr. Courageous, Mr. Brave guy, you know, he's going to deny it in front of a servant girl. And there's bystanders there. This is the middle of the night. I think, just get the context here. This is deep in the middle of the night. And the servant girl is a servant of, it says, the chief priest, okay? The high priest. So she has, I guess, a reason to be awake. She's at work. Like, the priest is inside doing this nonsense accusations against Jesus. And she's the servant girl, and so her job, I guess, is to just kind of be available, be there for the boss man. And there's not a whole lot for her to do at the moment, so she's looking around at Peter and like, "Hey, you were with him. Aren't you one of the guys?" And there's other bystanders there. Who are the other bystanders? I don't know. But I know that the people involved in this crowd were, you know, they were telling lies against the Son of God, and they were bad guys. And I know this is the middle of the night, and very rarely are good, righteous people up and about doing good, righteous things in the middle of the night. That's rare. Okay, good, righteous people are usually sound asleep. That's not I don't think that's written in the Bible anywhere that you have to go to bed early if you're a righteous person, but it does seem to be a relatively common trend historically. Okay. Sorry, my phone is buzzing. Sorry. Didn't mean to have that here. Okay, sorry. So there's bystanders around. We don't know exactly who they are. Peter seems to not feel comfortable with them, and they're not like part of the disciple group. They're bystanders. Maybe they're somehow attached to the priests, in which case they're bad. Maybe they're attached to the liars for hire that are inside telling lies, in which case they're bad. Maybe they're just people out for a stroll in the middle of the night. I have no idea. But what is happening here is dark. What is happening here is evil and sinful. The whole context of it. All of them ought to be in bed, but instead they're up conspiring against the Son of God. And Peter is there following along kind of in just, he wants to be there. He is up for a righteous reason. Seems to be the only one who's up for a righteous reason at this point. And he doesn't know what to make of it. He had pulled out his sword to protect Jesus, but then they had dragged Jesus away and Jesus had told him not to and all this. It's like, what's going on, Jesus? I'm going to follow along from a distance. He's fearful, but he's also brave enough and loves Jesus enough to follow. Well, now this girl says, hey, aren't you one of them? One of them? Weren't you with that guy? The guy that they're dragging in there here in the middle of the night? And Peter, all of Peter's righteousness, all of Peter's courage, all of it just drains out. He would be in the right if he said, yeah, of course I was with him. Of course I'm with him. He would have been right to say that. You guys are dragging him off in the middle of the night on Passover night. What's your problem? You're the problem. I'm standing with my guy. I'm waiting for him. I'm here for him. Peter would have been right to kind of stand on that. That principled stand for righteousness. We need good people to do that all over the place all the time. Peter would have absolutely been right to do that. He did not. He shrank back. He shriveled up. Okay. He denied it to the little girl. And little girl, I mean, young lady, whatever. I don't know how old she was. He denied it. There's bystanders nearby. He begins to curse. No, I don't know the guy. No. It wasn't me. And he's ashamed.
Okay. Before the rooster crows twice, he'll deny me three times, and he broke down and wept.
He recognizes the limits of his strength, and he's past those limits, and he breaks down and cries. Jesus, though, Jesus is alone. Jesus is suffering alone. He has been abandoned by everyone. Abandoned. He's alone. The ones that would be with him are not with him. The ones that should be, these religious leaders ought to recognize who he is. They're against him directly. He's alone. So as far as that goes for you and I, Jesus suffered alone. When you suffer with him. He suffered alone. When you suffer, you are with him. You are sharing in the fellowship of his sufferings. That's how it describes it in the book of Philippians. There's fellowship in it with him. He had no fellowship. God himself, when he's on the cross, why have you forsaken me? And Jesus called out. Jesus suffered alone. When you are suffering, you will feel alone too. But you can take heart that there is fellowship with Christ. He was the only one who was truly alone. And he's the only one who's truly innocent. When you and I suffer, we might suffer unjustly. We might suffer in ways that don't seem fair. Why does so-and-so have it so good and I have it so bad? But on one level, we have to admit, when we suffer, we deserve it. We're sinners. It's the times of joy and provision and things going well for us that should be the surprise. Suffering should be the normal thing. The default position is suffering in a sinful world with a sinful person, such as you and I. But with Christ, for him to suffer and to suffer alone is a whole different category. He's God. He's the Trinity. He's three in one. He's never been alone for eternity. He's not capable of being alone because God in three persons is one God. And yet, in this moment, he's alone and everyone has abandoned him, just as he said they would. And that's why he said, Father, not my will, but yours be done. But if you want my will, let this cup pass from me. He's going to be alone. But he doesn't trust his own will. He trusts in God. He does not lean on his own understanding. He trusts in God. Peter leans on his own courage, leans on his own trust, he trusts in his own understanding, and he falls away. So when you are suffering, that is when you are going to be tempted to doubt God the most, and that is when you need to trust God the most. That's when you will feel most alone, and that is actually when you have fellowship with Christ. You're not alone when you are suffering righteously. But Satan and those around you and everything else may fall away, may alienate you, may make you feel like you are truly alone. But you have fellowship with Christ in your sufferings. And there is something unique about that. He suffered alone. You do not suffer alone. And so you can take great comfort in that when hardship comes. Whether the hardship is from some sort of evil, like came against Jesus here, or maybe more likely in your context, hardship will be some sort of medical problem, a health problem, or a family strife and things like that. I don't know exactly what you'll suffer with, but suffering in this world is the norm. It is natural. It comes right along with being in a sinful world. So don't be surprised by it. Secondly, remember that you are suffering with Christ. And Christ is the only one who suffered truly alone. All right. God bless you. I hope that that is something that is of value for you if you are in a time of suffering. Cling to Christ and you can suffer with him. Praise the Lord. I'll talk to you some more tomorrow. We'll be in chapter 15.